Good morning. You can always get a hint now, those of you who follow me on Twitter, every morning when I give you a little kick, that's what I'm going to be preaching on today. So it's also a way, especially since I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, for you to be in contact with your pastor twice a day. So people would feel like, I don't get to hear from our pastor much. You can hear from me twice a day now. Sometimes more if I'm on the road, because I'll say, I'm stuck in the airport right now, pray for me. I'm sitting here, nothing to do, pray for me. Whatever it happens to be. So you can know exactly what's going on in my life now. And you'll get a kick in the butt in the morning, being my style. But then I'll be really gentle with you at night, not being my style. But anyway, today, if you listened and when I tweeted everybody this morning, it says, repent and believe. First of all, God wants you to repent means to change something in your life. What does God want you to change? The good news means that you don't have to do this alone. He's going to help you. So that's what we need to be focusing on today as we begin Lent. That when God calls us to repent, repentance means, of course, that we're going to change our life. It means more than that, we're going to change direction. Again, if there's Jesus, there's the nice statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus over there. And most people are doing life this way. They're walking their own way. They're doing what they want. They're, you know, living their life, making money, trying to be healthy, trying to take care of their family. And then they hear Jesus, and Jesus says, come follow me. And most people kind of like turn towards him and go, yeah, it's nice, Jesus, just bless me. And we keep doing our own thing. But we turn to him every once in a while throughout our day and say, hey, I really like you. Hey, bless me. Hey, make sure I'm okay. And we keep doing things our own way. But repentance means that we completely change our life around. And we stop doing things our way and we start walking towards him with our whole body, our whole life, all our thoughts, all our desires, everything we are, and we live a life the way God wants us to live. Now, in our sinfulness, we may fall. We may turn around and start doing it our way. But primarily, our life got to be God-centered in everything we do. Again, that doesn't mean that, oh, twice a day, I throw my life in Jesus and say, I'm thinking about you right now, Lord. Repentance means, when he said to repent, he means stop doing things your way and start doing things mine. So we got to be specific sometimes with that, not sometimes, all the time with that. What is it in our lives that he wants us to change? What is it in your life that he sits there and says, you know, that's not of me. You know, when you do that, you're completely doing your own will. You know, when you think that, you're completely thinking of the world or of the flesh or the devil, but you're not thinking the way I am. And what we need to do, especially as we begin Lent, is we need to sit there and make an inventory of our life and really go and be honest with our hearts and our lives and say, what is it in my life that is not yet converted, which is not yet repented, which I'm still clinging to instead of being free? Now, again, when we do things our way, we live lives of slavery. We live lives that we can't live in this freedom, huh, that God wants us to live in. And again, think about it. A bird, and we've talked about this before, but a bird who wants to fly, a bird who wants the full freedom. If you have one little itty-bitty thread, and this thread you tie around the bird's foot, and you tie it to the ground, that bird can never fly. Because the bird is bound to the earth by a string. That's our will. That's our sinfulness that keeps us bound on earth. The devil and the world tells us that's when we're free, but that's truly a lie. We're not free at all. We are slaves to our wills. We're slaves to our desires. We're slaves to our sins. And a lot of us just that, why don't I have peace? I don't get it. Because you're a slave. You can't have peace if you're a slave. You're bound to a master. And the master that so many people are bound to is not the God of the universe. When we sit there and we repent and we fully surrender our lives to God, now we're free and now we can fly. Now we can have peace. Because the God of the universe, we become slaves to God. There's no way out of that. But it's a slavery of love, huh? I become madly in love with the God who is madly in love with me, and I just want to please him out of love. And when I do that, when I please someone I love, it makes me more happy. When I please someone I love, it makes me more free. It's a freedom. God looks at me any day and says, you can leave me any day. You are free. You can do anything you want. You are free. I'm not going to make you do anything, but I'm inviting you. And when I invite you and you do it, you'll have true life. Even when he calls us to the cross, huh? And there's no way out of the cross, especially as we focus on Lent. Every day he calls you and me to that cross. Every day he calls us to deny ourselves. And when we do that, then we're free. Huh? Again, it's something as simple as, like, for me, with me, my diabetes. My diabetes went off the deep end. I went to the doctor. It was like 390, and you know, sat there, and he says, now, Father, you know, we're going to have to sit there, and if you continue doing what you want, which I like to do that. I don't know about you. I like to eat what I want to eat. I love chocolate. I'm sorry. I just do. And I sit there, and when I'm on a plane, especially, like yesterday, and I'm on first class, and they're offering me chocolate, and I give in. Terrible, isn't it? And my sugar goes through the roof. Really bad, isn't it? And I can lose my eyesight. I can lose my legs. I could have all this kind of problems. But I wanted what I wanted, even though what I wanted can kill me. But I still wanted it, huh? And I still went for it, huh? And then when I woke up this morning, I says, that was just really bad. I can't believe I did that yesterday. And yet, I did it, huh? But all that did was pull me down and help to kill me. Now, if I would have denied myself and says, oh, I really want that chocolate right now, but no, for love of you, Jesus, I will give up that chocolate. I would not have woken up this morning feeling guilty. I would not have had a bad sugar yesterday. I would have not have sat there and been worried about losing my eyesight or losing my legs. Huh? So the temptation comes to us, and at the moment it seems really good. And God says, you want it? You can have it. Okay. But when you have it, you're going to have to get the consequences of it. And that's just, you say, that's okay. I want it. Okay, go for it. Bam! Pulls you down, hurts you, but God gave you what you wanted. You see, when we come before God, he only wants to love us. He only wants to set us free. He wants us to be happy forever. But the devil says, no, no, no. All he wants to do is make you miserable. He wants to take away all your fun. He wants you to deny yourself, and you deserve to have whatever you want, whether it be chocolate or whatever you want. And we give in because we really think that when I get everything I want, that I'm going to be happy and it's going to make me good and healthy. And yet it's the exact opposite. Whether it be smoking, whether it be whatever addiction you have to food, to pornography, to whatever it is, God gives it to you. He gives you the freedom, and then it pulls you down. You're more empty than you ever were before. So the devil lies to us again and again. Jesus says, you repent of these things and you come to me. And then he says, listen, you don't have to do this under your own power because I know you're not strong enough. I will help you. And I'm not going to help you up here like I'm this cheerleader in the sky saying, come on, come on, come on, come on. Larry, don't eat that chocolate. That won't be very good. Oh, you're going to eat it. Oh, okay, it's going to be really bad for you. And he doesn't sit there and get up all upset and say, see what you did? He's inside of us. And he says, let me deal with this for you. But most of us don't want to let him deal with it, do we? We want to deal with it ourselves. Because remember, you sit there and said, remember the old adage, we used to use it a lot when we were in seminary, get thee behind me, Satan, and push. You know, push me in the direction I want to go. That'll get you right to hell, in case you're wondering. But that's what we used to say, get thee behind me, Satan, and push. You know, oh, come on. But when we sit there and say, Jesus, you do it inside of me. Jesus, I want that piece of chocolate. Jesus, I want to sit there and do it my way. Jesus, I want to be mad. Jesus, I want to not forgive. Jesus, I want to sit there and not pray. Jesus, I want to do this. I don't want to do what you want me to do. But would you help me? That little word, phrase, would you help me? Would you take over this moment? Would you increase in my heart and let me decrease? Jesus, I surrender to you. When we do this, we start living lives of holiness, living lives of freedom, living lives that are truly alive. God doesn't want to hurt us. He wants us to live forever and to be joyful for Him, with Him forever. But ultimately, it's your and my decision. So what is it Jesus is calling you to repent of? Ask Him to help you. Give Him permission. And He'll make you the saint He wants you to be. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of